So last week, I spoke a little bit about one of my favorite comic characters that I have come to like in recent time. And today I would like to tell you the end of what I've seen on Netflix. There's a series on Netflix that's called The Daredevil. And I actually finished it just on Thursday. After 3.5 months, I finally finished season 3, the last episode of season 3. And in this, on the last episode, there was a conversation between Karen Page, Matthew Lover plus his collaborator, with his best friend, Foggy Nelson, or Franklin Nelson. And they were questioning, why did Matthew never kill the Kingpin, someone who's so evil? Why doesn't he just kill someone who's so evil and eliminate all these things that are going on right now? And Foggy answered in a real way that I really like it. He said, Matt is mad because he believes everyone deserves a shot at redemption. Everyone. It's a Catholic thing. That's why he doesn't kill people. And if he crosses that line, Matt will never be able to forgive himself. How wonderful that is. Matthew Murdock is very Catholic, very devout Catholic. And he doesn't have any superhero strength. He just used his own ability to fight off crime. And he never killed anyone. He might beat them until they can walk anymore or paralyzed, but he never killed them, you know. Because why? Because Matthew believed that everyone had a shot at redemption. Everyone deserves a second chance. Everyone can be changed. Everyone can be saved. That's a Catholic thing. How wonderful that is. And it's important for us to remember that, especially nowadays, when we see a lot of differences. And our social standard had always been an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. Do we believe in redemption? Do we believe that even if this person that I don't like, or I don't deem to be worthy, deserve redemption? Deserve to be loved by God. Deserve to be saved by Him. Real Christians love their enemies. Remember that, my brothers and sisters. It's important that we always remember that. In the first reading and in the gospel reading today, we are being reminded that even before we were born, God knows us and He formed us in the womb. And no matter what happened, just like the people of Israel, we might stray away, but God will never forget us. He will bring us back. He will redeem us. He will save us. Even in the gospel reading today, Jesus told people because of the hardness of their heart, He cannot heal them. But for the people who were genuine of heart, people who did not were part of the covenant, were not Israel. God was able to heal them when they believed. The power of belief, the power of opening ourselves up to God's grace is beyond whatever social or faith standards that we have set. It's important that we remember who we are and who we are in covenant with. We're in covenant with the Lord who loves us and wills that all be saved and come to the knowledge of Him. And if we call ourselves Christians, are we able to believe in that? And are we willing to work for that purpose yet or not? Are we willing to work so that everyone be saved and come to the knowledge of Him yet or not? That is important to know. And in the second reading today, of course, this is so overly commercialized. that you can even go to Walmart, Mardell, Hobby Lobby, and you see all these things. Love is patient, love is kind. We hear it all the time that we stop thinking about what this really means, and we kind of brush all of that all over. We have it hanging everywhere. I go into people's home and I see this all the time. But do we really know what it means to love yet or not? St. Paul continued to say, love bears all things, believes in all things, hope in all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. Are you able to love? Are you able to bear people around you? Are you able to hope in them? Are you able to believe in them? Are you able to endure all things for the good of God? That's hard. Love is not easy. It's hard. It bears all things, not some things, not the people we like. Bear all things. Huh? It believes in all things. The goodness in people, even though we cannot see at this moment. It hopes in all things. Real hope. This hope is real, for Christ had already conquered this world. And our hope is in Him. And it endures all things for the sake of Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is what's important. We need to ask ourselves, if we are to love, then we love for what? For who? Why do we love? True love is always the ability to seek good that is higher than oneself. Really, true love is only found when we're able to seek goodness that is higher than our own self. But much more than sentimental values or emotional attractions. To love means to love as Christ had loved us, beyond divisions, beyond natural affiliation, beyond attractions, beyond likings. Love is bound and grounded in unity as brothers and sisters, members of the mystical body of Christ. If we don't love each other now, heaven's gonna be hell. Oh my God, I gotta spend eternity with this person? I hate to break it to y'all. If we don't like each other now, eternity gonna suck. That's why it's important that we love, and in loving bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things, to permit, to create a space and time for God to intervene and to be at work. The prophet Jeremiah was given a hard task that none of us would have ever saying yes. He lived in a time that the Babylonian exile was imminent. He can see the Babylonian going into the southern kingdom of Judah. And the possibility of exile is high. And he had to preach to the people saying that, oh, even when we're exiled, never ever never lose your faith, your focus in the Lord and His covenant and His goodness for you. Who at that time would want to hear that? That's what a hard task. But he did it because he believed, because the prophet isn't there to preach whatever he wanted to preach to be popular, but to preach the goodness and the fidelity of God. even when it is unpopular. My brothers and sisters, that is important to realize. That is important to always remember, that we're called to be faithful, to always believe in God's goodness, even when we don't get what we want materialistically. Because the covenant is personal. It's not something materialistic. I love God not because of what God can give to me. I'm faithful. I love Him because I know deep within my heart what He has done for me. What He continues to do for me. I believe in His fidelity, His goodness, and His love for me. His love never fails. Do you believe that? I can tell you, I believe it. But there are days that I kick and I scream and I hate. Oh God, why you allowed this to happen? That's why love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Love never fails. That's why it's important. And I'll end my homily today by giving you Matthew Murdock's farewell speech to Father Paul Lantham, the priest that he goes to confession a lot, the one that he sees as the hero, as the role model. Father Paul Lantham gave his life to save someone from a bullet when someone came into church and tried to shoot someone in church. And Matthew Murdock, the daredevil, gave this farewell speech at his funeral by saying, "It took me 15 minutes to rewind and stop and then type it for you, okay? But I wanted to make sure that I don't make anything up. So I quote, "Seems like half of Hell's Kitchen is here today to say goodbye to Father Paul Lantham. Seems fair. He certainly welcomed everyone here, Catholics or not. And he expected those who were to look for ways to do good in our community. Not even the kids got out of that requirement. I'm sure I'm not the only one who remembers his suggestion that we give some of our First Communion money to the poor box. That's what his way. To think of the community and the individuals in it. To think in terms of what can I give? He gave his life here in this church, protecting others, standing up to a man who used fear as a tool to set neighbors against one another. If Father Lantham had an enemy, I would say it was fear. For me personally, he spent many years trying to get me to face my own fears, to understand how they enslaved me, how they divided me from the people that I love. He counseled me to transcend my fears, to be brave enough to forgive, and to see the possibility of being a man without fears. It's what his legacy, and now it's up to all of us to live it." Isn't that wonderful? Faith is the ability to not live in fears. To transcend our fears, to face our own fears, and how to understand how they enslave us, and to tell them that you have no power over me. When evil is dealt upon us, it uses fear to restrict us, to constrict us. And we have this ability to break away from fear when we believe, when we trust in the redemptive power of Christ who already won the world. True life is found in the real freedom to live as sons and daughters of God without being held back by fears and man-made divisions and enslavements. Jesus Christ came so that we might have life and have life abundantly. He came to save and unite us with one another, not just a few, not just some, but so that all might come to know how much joy we have in Him if we know who we are and we know the freedom that we have gained being called children of God.